been if I hadn't. Now, we asked last week how we should fill a PM programme when competing against an important game of football for one of the home nations. One suggestion that several listeners made was that we could examine the psychology of those who do or don't love sport. Summary, is there something wrong with people who like sport, or is there something wrong with people for not liking it?
Hi PM, you could spend some time investigating why sport, and football in particular, is given such high importance in our society. I don't mean that in a passive-aggressive way. Well, maybe a tiny bit, but it's always bemused me. I can't quite fathom why people love sport with such fervour that it has its own slot and presenter on breakfast news shows. Why can't we hear, and now here's Tina with the latest science updates, or the arts? Even in the first lockdown, when there was no sport, we still had the same slot devoted to it every day. I'm genuinely intrigued. What do people get out of it? Why don't I care as much as others? Is there any country where sport is lower down the priorities list?
Well, that was from Gareth Edwards. I have to say, I did also wonder why we had sport reports when there wasn't any sport. But to the general sentiment expressed by Gareth, similar thoughts came from others. Peter asked whether it's nature or nurture that determines an attraction for sport. Judy Marsh suggested we spoke to a psychologist on the topic. Well, we didn't. We're not. We're going one better. We have a cognitive anthropologist. Martha Newson is from the universities of both Kent and Oxford. Martha, why are some people more interested in sport than other people?
I am so delighted to fill this spot for you. I heard you talking about it this morning. I thought, could I get the call? And here I am. So this is something I've researched for 7 years or more from the other end. Why are people so passionate about football? So I've approached this using a lot of psychology, actually, to the pleasure of your readers who wanted a psychologist. We're interested in extreme bonding, identity fusion, we call it, when someone's personal identity is completely fused to their group identity. We've looked at soldiers and war veterans and all sorts of people, and football fans actually can have the same psychology, this very extreme bonding. It's a tribal need to belong, and that really resonates with football fans, this tribal sensation being at the game.
Yeah, it doesn't explain why people like sport or do it around sport. I mean, you could have tribes saying, oh, I love the Old Vic, me, you know, I'm an Old Vic. Oh, we go on Old Vic, you know, but it there's something about the sport as well that lends itself to become tribalised, right?
Football particularly.
Because?
So to answer the question on sport, and then I'll go into football. So there's something quite interesting about human brains. It hasn't been understood for all that long, mirror neurons. So other primates have them, bivalent, and a few other animals, but humans have this extraordinary capacity because of our certain parts of our neurons, the mirror neurons. They fire when we see someone do something, and they fire when we do it ourselves, and they can differ between people. So if you're watching a sport, your mirror neurons will fire as if you're doing it yourself while you're watching. And that's more so if you have more experience of doing that sport yourself. So if you're a professional player, your mirror neurons will be going crazy. If you know all the rules and you've done it yourself, they'll be firing. If you've never really done it, they're not going to fire so much. So I think mirror neurons probably play some kind of role. The other side of it is this tribal belonging. And football is especially important now because it's a contact sport, like rugby and a few others. It triggers this evolved psychology to feel like you're watching warfare, actual warfare,
okay,
or big game hunting. So it triggers this feeling we're in it together, you know, we're up in arms, these are my brothers in arms, we could be attacked at any moment.
Okay, now does that get to something that someone else mentioned in the correspondence we had, that it does appear to be somewhat skewed towards men rather than women? I'm not going to make any generalizations here, but there's clearly a slightly male skew.
Yeah, so we tend to find more male fans, but when you do get female fans, they can be just as bonded and as committed to football as the males. So that skew is changing more with more sort of access to stadium, more safety, more family measures and so on. But I think it does play a role. So there's one study I've come across with obituaries and men comment, male obituaries are more likely to refer to their sports team. So even in death, it seems to have this connection. We have found that stress hormones, cortisol, That's secreted just as much by women who are into their football team as men on match day.
Okay, cortisol is the risk-taking one, you say?
It's a stress hormone. It can go up in all sorts of stressful situations. I measured that at the Brazilian World Cup in 2014. that was quite a spectacle, trying to get saliva samples from mostly men, I'll say, who were sobbing when they lost 7-1. And you can really see this tribal allegiance. It's fulfilling something. It looks very negative because they're sobbing, kicking chairs, walking out because they've just lost. But that's about belonging. It's sharing the suffering with other fans, which makes you feel part of something bigger than yourself. And that's what we all want, really. Football fulfills it for some people, maybe to do with the mirror neurons, maybe because of their cultural background, you know, nature and nurture both coming into play. But the point is, we all want to belong somewhere.
Martha, you've given such a great explanation of it. I really do appreciate it. And thank you for the listeners who suggested we explored that particular avenue, perhaps with a disproportionate number of non-sporting listeners today. Martha Newson from Kent and Oxford Universities, thanks so much.